something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Priesthood and Sacrifice.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes there are people who don't go to church and they say, why? I say, well, I was a member of that church for 15 long years. And when something happened to me, nobody came to see me. I wasn't in church for a whole month and nobody remembered. 15 years in church and you still needed visitation? Now think about it. Think about a mother carrying a 15-year-old boy and holding a feeding bottle. That's tragedy. But that's the way some people want us to treat them. Been in church 5 years, needing follow-up. Let me show you something. Can you turn over to 1 Peter? 1 Peter chapter 2. Have you found it? 1 Peter chapter 2. From verse 2. Read it for me. 1, 2, go. Read verse 3. Yeah. He says, if you really think that the Lord is gracious, okay, you found out he's been gracious to you, then desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. The milk of the word of God refers to the fundamentals. The fundamental principles of the Word of God. The elementary teachings of the Word of God. He says, if you even desire after that, you would grow. You would grow. And you know, there have been people in churches for many, many years. They don't know more than, you know, God bless me, God help me, God thank you, God do this for me, do that for me. They think God is there to answer their prayer. God is there to do something for them. God is alive for them. That's what they think. God doesn't live for you. You live for God. He doesn't exist because of you. Get it straight. God doesn't exist. Somebody says, oh, God answers our prayers. That's what he's there for. Oh, no. How can I? That's not what he's there for. You're here for him. He pre-existed you. He made you. He has a purpose for you. You don't have a purpose for God. You couldn't have one. Hey, come on. Could you have a purpose for God? That's unthinkable. He has a purpose for your life. He made you. The trouble with most people is that they have never found out the reason for which they were born. They think mom and dad loved each other and gave birth to me. So that's why I'm here. No. There's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason God brought you in here to this world. There's a reason for your life. Well, you may say, I was an accident. Mom and dad weren't even expecting me. They even told me. They told me. We had 3 children already, or we had 5 children already, and you just came. We weren't expecting you. You just came. And we were thinking of what to do about you. You just came. They may have even told you. Maybe somebody told you your uncle picked you from somewhere and raised you. You were an abandoned child. Did I ever tell you about that 52-year-old lady who was crying? She was crying and crying and said, why are you crying? She said, they told me that my mother wanted to abort me. I said, what? When was that? Before I was born. I said, how old are you? She said, 52. And she was married. She had kids. But she had lived a sad life. 52 long years. Just because she was told her mother didn't want to keep her. But you've been here 52 years. You can't blame your mother now. Well, that's the way many people are. They've grown up angry at society. They've grown up angry with the government, angry with their nation, angry about something, and because of that, they are preconditioned to living a terrible life, an unhappy and sad life, just because somebody else did something stupid. You can't live your life like that. You can't live your life like that. You gotta grow up. You gotta grow up. Refuse to be dominated by circumstances. No matter what kind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know, there are people who love prayer. They always pray for me. They're prayer collectors, you know. Pray for me, pray for me. Some even have written to ministers all over the world asking for prayers. Pray for me, pray for me. They think that if they have a multiplicity of prayers, then something good will happen. They say, well, you know, there are lots of people praying over this business. Lots of people. God doesn't hear because so many are praying. They say, if so many people are praying, there's no way that God will not hear. Didn't you really destroy the whole world before with water and saved only 8 people? He destroyed everything. Come on, understand it. He destroyed everything and left only 8 people alive. Their cries didn't stop him. As the waters rose, they cried, they shouted. God said, it's too late. They listened to them. Like the fellow who said, I don't believe in hell. I said, why don't you believe in hell? He said, there's too many of us going to hell. So because of that, you don't believe in hell. He said, I don't think a merciful God will let so many go to hell. I thought, you've never read the Bible then. He said, God is too merciful to let so many people go to hell. All right. I hope you don't think so while you're here. God doesn't think like that. I just told you, he destroyed a lot of people before. One at a time, he destroyed 2 cities and let only 1 family escape. Sodom and Gomorrah. He brought out fire from heaven and destroyed them. Somebody says, then God must be very terrible. No, he's not terrible. He's only terrible to those who have been terrible and refuse to repent. Because God said, I'll be to you what you see me to be. You still there? Bible says, to the pure, he shows himself pure. To the fraud, he shows himself fraud.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. For inquiries or to share your testimonies, kindly call us at +234 812 851 9834 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org. Thank you and God bless you.